And during this time, between 71 and 75, probably between 73 and 75, the BLM began giving us a little rough time about living there because it wasn't patented and they were going to have a dam coming through there or something. And they said we had to get out. Well, we had built up a beautiful lawn and flowers, and we had a garden and this nice cabin and everything. And they were giving us kind of a bad time. Well, so then in 1976, in 1975, we had a really bad flood. We lost everything. And outside the cabin, and just all the kids' school books and schoolwork and just everything that was in the house, all the clothes and everything.
So did the flood come right up into the cabin?
Yes, we had 5 feet of water in the cabin for 3 days. And I wasn't there at the time. I was in town working, but Ray and the three boys were there. Not Ray, and the two boys were there, and Richard and David. And they, of course, we always pulled the boat up to the cabin in the fall, and so he just threw whatever he could get a hold of, because the water came up so fast, into the boat, and then they pushed it back out into the, away from the, where the cabin was, where it was a little higher ground, this big bluff behind the cabin there. And that's where they stayed for 3 days until the water went down so they could get back to the cabin. But, you know, they had piled up everything in the house, but everything got ruined. We lost everything. And then, that was in 1975 in the spring when the ice went out. And then during that summer, we met some people that worked at Coal Creek. That was Joe Vogler. We met Joe Vogler that summer, that's what it was. And he wanted us to come up to Woodchopper and stay on his property up there as caretakers, so then we thought, well, if we're going to have to get out of the cabin here, we need some place to go. So